Good morning, good evening, and good night. You are with Bronzy Beat on Cafe 80s. No, actually, The Resistance. it's Wednesday, isn't it? Not Saturday. The Resistance, show number 91. Beskaya Koja, otherwise known as Imperial Leather. And this is Aussie group from the 80s, so it could be Cafe 80s, but it's not. This is The Models with King of Kings. Wondering about turning a Chromebook into a haiku book. I was worrying about hearing about problems with the firmware kind of locking everything down, but just seen multiple examples of people putting a new firmware. Kind of stupid that Chrome OS limits itself that way, but I guess they want to sell more laptops, don't they? Google's gonna Google it. I hope that your house becomes sparkly and lovely clean, Daddy O.M. This nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its dreams. Furry where it should be and glossy where it should be, and not the other way around. Okay, now to another 80s song from the Nazaire album. This is Alliance with Den Azorbaj Jenny. whatever that. what is it? Something. Something. Vaguely revolutionary or something. Anyway. Very good to know that the full compliment is there, Adam D. Hello to Claire, with no E, and Tina, who is furry, I suspect. Yeah, Snow Dusk, I've got to get around to actually learning Russian and Ukrainian. My stumbling around trying phonetically to read a language I only understand about 6 words in is problematic. However, I'm very proud that I taught myself over the last 30 years that much without ever once picking up a Russian language course book or app or anything. Which I really should do. Though I realise I probably understand a little more just from, you know, shared language sources, because when watching Russian news, and by the way, this is Hole with Celebrity Skin, firmly in the 90s now, if I'm not looking at the screen, I sometimes know what they're talking about, and I've been reading Ukrainian Telegram channels following what's happening there. And I sometimes, without any picture context, can get what they're talking about too. So, I think I understand more than I think I do. I just don't know how to speak it, and I can't understand much of it. But enough to get context of an article. So I really should do something like this, since my interest is only intensifying.
Starting out on Cinderella, they aren't sluts like you, beautiful garbage.
SMG. I will give that a boost, that Mastodon greeting from SDF, when I'm away from my... I can't log into it from my HiQ box because I can't remember the password. But my Mac stuff, Apple stuff does remember it. I have to go dig it up and log in again. It had been logged in for like months. It's just kind of... I don't know, something happened and it isn't logged in anymore. Break your mama's back. And of course we are with Devo. In the early 80s, this is Whip It. Yes, Notice, we used to have Vim, but it went missing at some point in the last 20 odd years. It's not too late to whip it. Whip it good. When a good time turns around, you must whip it. You will never live it down unless you whip it. No one gets away until they whip it. I say whip it. I don't understand the Kirk Cameron reference other than it's a tragic loss. My god, it's ultra active 3 liter. That's an actual cleaning product.
Like the boys, like the boys, come take
conventional fortress does kind of feel Japanese sometimes. Free BDSM. You know, you can get it for free too. It doesn't always cost. This is Sugar Candy Mountain with Mar-a-Lago. Yes, obsessive about it even, possibly Claudio M. Like it might be a bit toothless, Robert 588, in the wrong way. You know, Emponic, Wong's where are. Okay, now on to Aussie boy Troy Sivan with Stud.
Hey Stud, you can come and you can come and meet me out front. You got all the muscles and the features I want, and I what I want, my love. Hey tough, what's it like to be so big and strong and so buff? Everything I'm not, but could I still be a hug to you? Enough for you, a start to you.
Wong Wong.
Taking the fun out of Fox, searching for something I'm not, knowing that you're not the one. How much of me would you take? How much of me would you change? On second thought, don't say a thing. Just let me believe that you like what you see when you're looking at me. Your heartbeat is speeding the 700 miles down highways to Eden. Like my body's the apple you're eating. Yeah. Hey Star, you can come and you can come and meet me out front. You got all the muscles and the features I want, and I want what I want, my love.
We do like naughty dad jokes, Robert 588. You don't have to apologize. I was wondering about Nguyen, because that's an extremely common Vietnamese name, and Wong, you know, very common Chinese. Interesting. So is that a theory of yours, Snowdusk, or based on some knowledge? Because it definitely rings true to me, with no actual knowledge other than observation.
You're into this, right? You can make my life. You're into this, right? You can make my life. You're into this.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot.
And now let's go back to Depeche Mode in the 80s for some direct direction. That's interesting, Robert 588. My ex, that's complicated. X. I don't know what it is. Long-term infatuation over decades, with on and off over decades. Who lives presently in Western Pennsylvania? His sister's name is, I would say, Kara. Like K-A-R-A. I had a step cousin called Kara. Here, K-A-R-A. I just heard her name, and he says Kira. Very kind of, you know, semi-Pittsburghy Western Pennsylvania accent. So I keep hearing Kira. I have a ex-husband's goddaughter called Kira in Australia, spelled K-I-E-R-A. I only well into knowing her realized it's what I would call Kara, because it's spelled K-A-R-A. So yes, pronunciation can do a lot. and a couple of hundred miles in America can do a lot too. You can hear too, but it's sometimes a little more subtle here.
Hello,
Rudy, and welcome. Very true. Very true. Anyway, that caused me a dilemma, because my accent when I spend significant time in the US doesn't shift that much, just a little bit. I start saying tomato instead of tomato, and a few vowel changes, usually intentionally, because I've discovered some little country town types, lovely people, but maybe not been anywhere else and heard much else, can't understand me sometimes, which I found novel. Even most Germans could understand me, but anyway. I did that to be understood. Wait on, we've got to change in just a second. Give me a moment. Ooh, we've got an end bit that I don't usually hear. Okay, this is the Divinals with Pleasure and Pain. Anyway, long story short, I didn't know whether to call Kara Kira or Kara anymore, because I was calling her Kira, because that's what I heard. Except when I saw how it was written, well, that's not how I would say it. And that would be me kind of really forcing an accent. But I ended up just continuing to call her Kira, because no one seemed to notice that I... Anyway. You see, I have a weird accent for Melbourne. Although non-Melburnians who understand accent, particularly foreigners, can pick it, because there are particular things I do to vowels that are very, very specific to Melbourne. But Melburnians don't hear it, and therefore I often get asked if I'm British, because I speak very properly. But I still Melbourneise some of my vowels. Well, so, in the rest of Australia, it would be Melbourne. That's what we do to O-U-R-N in Australia. But in Melbourne, it's Melbourne. Melbourne. We kind of swallow the vowels. But Melburnians don't tend to hear it, I guess, because it's just what we do natively. So, when it's missing, we might hear it. But if we use it, we don't hear it. So Melburnians will ask Melburnians where they're from, like thinking maybe Sydney, and not realise. But I hear it more now too. But that's only after years of living overseas, so you kind of didn't hear much Melburnian English, and that makes it stand out when you do hear it. Yeah, the US solution is Melbourne, which I understand, it makes sense. No, we no longer lay claims on Mel Gibson. Only 1970s and early 80s Mel Gibson. Now, Debbie Gibson? Heck, the Mel Gibson, I love that Claudio M. Restore sanity and niceness to him. Don't know if that's possible. I think the nice person went away with the looks, somewhat. Not that he's unattractive now, it's just he's not as pretty as he used to be, strangely enough. Now, this is the Fat White Family with Feet, Language Warning. And, as with the whole show, a bit of a concept warning.
I could not believe it, could not believe our eyes, the thing that I saw down there. Down between her thighs, I can see it over and over again. Roll over at the lock, holy broken skin. If I turn it over, would you make it work when you play?
my refugee is throbbing underneath the sod. Deep inside a man, a loyalty dissolves. Deep inside a stranger, necessity absolves.
You see, last, before I moved overseas, the last place I worked, predominantly sold a CRM platform by Sage called SalesLogic that they built everything on. They used it as a basis to build anything. Interesting stuff we cobbled on top of that was amazing. But all of that was done in Visual Basic. Amazing. Anyway, and then it webified, and oh my god, it got massive. Yeah, I don't know if the productivity exists anymore. I should go check.
That is passing on his pride. When I look at women, what I see is a
Salesforce might have killed them.
Just like cattle, full of like Sean Penn. The sea washed off my features, perfect muscles, nothing to diminish. Nothing to enhance. GG heavy tears in a Woody Allen dirt. This one's on a crusade.
Yes, no doubt. Space was a bit of a gamble. 44 billion. For something that. I don't know. I use it. I like it. It's big. It's not going to be around forever. 44 billion. I think he might lose something on that one. Don't think he can turn it into what he thinks. Turned it into. Or maybe he will. Hey Rudy, he probably negotiated for that price just to grind in a point, being Elon. That much could have gone a lot of the way to solving poverty. Really could. Like a lot of the way. Like more than 10% worth of his net worth, like probably more than 10%. It's silly. Mind you, when you're talking those numbers, it's all just ridiculous. Okay, back to my senior high school days, a bit of Mads, with her cover, very sultry cover, of Fever.
Never know how much I love you.
One of the first CD albums I ever bought.
When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Listen to me, baby. Hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do.
Thornick is Elon like Jaguar. Snowdust, anyone with billions, it is not their money. Sorry. No one can do $40 billion worth of work. Anyway, I'll get off my anti-capitalist high horse. Yes, but it's a 420 scented dumpster fire. Ooh, premium dumpster fire now. Snowdust. Whilst I'm sure he could probably cook up a way, he really can't. Okay, now we move on to a little bit of Melissa Etheridge, Skin Deep.
Give you my time and money, what stole my baby away. I can see her eyes are darker than midnight, and that's the time that I wanna play. I wanna play, baby. That's the way I want it to be. Don't give me your heart and soul. My love is only skin deep. I'll give you my time and money, and I'll give you somewhere to sleep.
The best way, Pizza Pal, is to not go to events organized on Facebook. Now, time for some little scenes with Björk. Innocence. The Ghost Digital Untouchable Innocence Mix. Fearless 12-inch remix even. Still amazing. Cyberchatter, STF ComChatter pals, for their company in STF ComChat, we have Unimagined, Pizza Pal, Claudio M, M Cornick, Robert 588, Smoothask, MJD, Jimlock, SMJ, Perron, Rudy, JWH, Adam D, Claire and Tina, Rusty One, and possibly Stevie, and possibly Havoc, and all the lurky lurkers. Like X-Man Monk. I hope you're all having an awesome time. Of course, Elwyn, the lurky lurker. The eternal, ever-present Elwyn.
Should I save myself for life? no sense.
Slip from Iceland to the Netherlands. This is Cross with No Gods, No Glory, the Arjuna Shiks remix. Arjuna, or is that Arjuna? I have no idea. Oh no, where does Stevie go? Night night, Stevie. Yo, MGD, MJD, welcome, sorry, brain was inverting and flipping things.
No gods, no glory.
No glory.
And now I have put caffeinated beverages into the sub-basement sprinkler system so we can all bathe in them. Now for some gunship for the last few. This is Rebel in Your Time. I would love to say thank you to all the damn good cyber chatters, lurky lurkers, and others who stumble across us in the archives. Thank you for spending time with us in the Resistance. Your company has been enjoyed. I've had fun. I managed to get through the whole show without even having my first coffee because I was running late. Thank you, everyone, for starting my day off on a positive note, and hope you glide into sleepy land if that's what you're doing sometime in the future, with a smile on your face. Stay safe, be happy, be well, and know that you are loved.